But things are never going to get better in this country and around the world until men return to the natural state of being. It's time out for the okey-doke. It's time again for family, for God, country, and I mean God, family, and country. Remember when we lived that way? God, family, and country. We were able to overcome anything. But that role has switched. Now it's Satan, woman, and children. And it's a mess. It's a mess. And it's going to get worse. It really is, unless men come back to their natural state of being. And when men come back to their natural state of being, the conversation will change. The way we think and see things will change for the good. All this murdering and all this stuff that's happening will change. It will. It'll come back to order. We didn't have this, for the most part, when men were men, when boys were boys and men were men. And that order of God was there, of God in Christ, Christ over man and man over woman, woman over children. When we had that, even when I was growing up in Alabama, and under the Jim Crow laws, by the way, we didn't have this. Even in the, and I know these people want you to think, oh, it was just so bad under the Jim Crow laws. Oh, it was just so bad for blacks. That's a lie. There were restricted areas that you couldn't go. Who cares? You don't want me at your house? I don't want to be there. That's how black thought. They didn't hate the man for it. They just said, okay, fine with me. You don't want me in your store? I go to JoJo's store or start my own store. But that's gone. Some of you know there was a shooting over the weekend, a couple of them over the weekend. And one was in El Paso, Texas. And this was happening at a Walmart near Cielo Vista Mall. Cielo Vista. Mamma mia. Cielo Vista Mall in El Paso, Texas. Around 10:30 a.m. in the morning. A.m. morning. And apparently the shooter surrendered peacefully and was arrested nearby. Some say that the shooter had intended, his plan was to be killed. 20 people dead, according to the report, 26 injured. I want to show you a footage of the incident. This is from cell phone footage of the shooting. Here we go. In El Paso.
Run, mija, run.
That's a guy hiding under the table at Walmart as the shooting is happening. Amazing. Same network. Did you have, it's so weird to me to see Americans running when they go shopping or they're at a crowded place. Now they can't relax. It's amazing. This the shooter there in El Paso, Texas, according to the report, name is Patrick Crucius. He is 21 years old, white male. They said white right away. White male! 21-year-old white male. The neighbors say he was a loner. Classmates say he was picked on. Unconfirmed manifesto posted online talking about the Hispanic invasion. Invasion. The father of Brian Crucius was, according to the report, was a drug addict. And they say that broke up the family. There was a fake social media account describing Patrick as a Republican. Somehow or another, that popped up. I saw where they said he was a Democrat, but when the shooting happened, all of a sudden someone switched it to a Republican. What a mess! Evil at work. I want my country back, and the only way it's going to come back to order, we got to bring men back to their natural state of being, folks. We got to vote out these wicked politicians. You need to keep your kids out of the public schools, public universities, and places like that. And men need to take over their families again. They say that Patrick's father is a therapist. A therapist! Amazing stuff. Think about that. So I guess he must have some A degree. You see how far that got him. And so, also, they have unconfirmed reports stating that some witness said that Patrick yelled, "I'm a Trump supporter." I don't believe it. Maybe he said it, but they're trying to blame everything on the president. The great white hope. I don't believe it. Really, I don't. His manifesto, according to reports, said he really wrote it. He believed all this before Trump became president. So you're going to hear all kinds of lies out there. That's why you got to wake up, folks, so you know that you know that you know. Because the children of the lies, they can't tell the truth. It's not in them. How can you tell the truth when it's not in you? And anyone who has not been born again, anyone who has anger, cannot tell the truth. Really. It's not in them to tell the truth. Their nature is that of their daddy, Satan. There was a second shooting in Ohio, Dayton. Hey, Maze! I wonder was Maze around. Was she out partying at 1 o'clock in the morning? Maze is my friend. Was she around that area there somewhere? Because she does not live in the hood, so I'm told. So Dayton, Ohio, another shooting took place on a busy entertainment district. At 1:07 a.m., 9 people dead, 27 injured. The shooter's sister was found dead among the victims. So apparently the shooter's sister went to the mall with him or went to the area with him in the car. She got out, apparently went somewhere, but she was dead, ended up dead, according to the report. And that shooter name was Connor Betts. And the police have released a footage of Connor Betts being taken down by Dayton police. This is from the Daily Mail. It has no sound of the incident, but you can watch it. People running. Amazing. There go Connor. They said the police was on this guy in second minutes. It didn't take very long at all. It's not safe going to movie theaters and crowded places anymore. So here is a bystander filming the aftermath. It's a cell phone footage.
Bruh, it's just dead people on the roads everywhere, bruh. Bruh, it's dead people on the road everywhere, bruh. It's just a mass shooting down here, bruh. On God, look at this. Bruh, it's just groups of dead people on the road, bruh. I swear to God, on my kids, bruh. Y'all got to check on y'all peoples, bruh. No check on y'all people. It's probably like... I can't even. It's just bulk of dead bodies over here, bro.
That's a black. He black. Reporter. He's all black. Or high on pot or something. But anyway, it sounded like he was high or something. I don't know. The background on Connor is a 24-year-old white male. No manifesto or social media presence. Old classmate described incident where Connor threatened people leading up to an arrest on a school bus years ago. There's this guy by the name of Chris Baker, Connor's former high school principal. He confirmed he was once suspended, but writing a hit list, a fellow classmate. So I guess he wrote a hit list and they suspended him. Unconfirmed report that Connor would describe violent scenarios with girls. Hate women. You hate your mama, you hate all women, folks. And so the great white hope, the president has made a statement about the shooting over the weekend. Trump makes a statement. Here's where Trump makes a statement about the shooting.
I want to extend our condolences to the people of El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. They're incredible people, and they've been through a lot. I just want to also thank the law enforcement in both places. The job they've done is incredible. I also want to congratulate them. I mean, nobody could have done what they've done. But this is also a mental illness problem. If you look at both of these cases, this is mental illness. These are really people that are very, very seriously mentally ill. So a lot of things are happening. A lot of things are happening right now. And I will see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Thank you.
Amazing. Mental illness, huh? So there was a young girl. Apparently, I got to tell you this. Apparently, there is an update. There are an update on Connor. And apparently, he is on social media. He describes himself as a leftist. And that he would happily vote for Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, better known as Pocahontas. And that came from heavy.com. He was a leftist. He would be happily vote for Elizabeth Warren. And that's what he wrote. Heavy.com says, he said, this guy Connor, I want socialism. And I'll not wait. For the idiots to finally come around to understanding. That's something that he posted. Socialism, for all you Americans out there who think it's a good idea. I do want to say, folks, that there was a shooting over the weekend, or several shootings over the weekend in Chicago, where 6 people were killed, black Hispanic people, 6 were killed and several wounded. Is that a massacre? Why do they not call that a massacre? And why is there no focus on that? And why are they reporting that, saying that black male or black males massacred several people over the weekend? It was so bad in Chicago that there was one hospital that would not even accept anymore. Chicago hospital stopped accepting patients after trauma center is overwhelmed with shooting victims. Isn't that amazing? No outcry. No nothing. And I noticed, which is me, it could be me, correct me if I'm wrong, which some black people, most black people hear about white man or white woman shooting up other people. There's a sense of joy in that. When the Democrats hear it, when the people hear that it was a white male, there's a sense of happiness. I wonder why. Now they can run around and blame the blame the whites and blame the white supremacists and blame others. Why is there a joy in it? But when you hear about blacks killing one another, if you hear about it at all, oh, poor blacks. I'm just saying, what's the setup? Who is behind this? Why is this happening? Have you noticed that, Joel, or no? Joel, black.
No, I have. Let me turn it down. Yeah, I have definitely noticed that there's a celebration of white people being the perpetrators and everything. And it's you can tell just by how quick they say white supremacists,
right,
racism.
Away.
It's like they want it to be, they want their point to be proven that all those things exist.
And then all of a sudden, everybody's white supremacists, every white male.
Right.
But when blacks kill and kill others and themselves, ain't no black supremacists.
And you make a good point how the stories always say white male, but they never say black male. They never admit that it's a black male. If the story even gets presented, they never say black male.
And then I've noticed that when I meet with black people and I tell them, that blacks are committing mass shootings as well. No, they're not. No, that's not true. No. Because they don't hear about that.
Right.
So they don't hear about it. They don't think blacks are doing it. They know blacks are killing blacks like Natty going north, but they don't see it as a mass shooting.
Right, just because they'll do 2 a evening or whatever the case is, but then they'll have like 100 a week.
Right.
They don't count that as, they just let that go. I think they just got numb to.
No, what it is, the media is not calling it a mass shooting.
Right.
And so most people think for themselves. They go by what the media says.
Right.
If the media came on to call it a mass black on black shooting this weekend, the black would say a mass shooting.
Yeah.
Because they can't think for themselves anymore.
Okay, so.
I can't see it from here.
Ivanka Trump says Congress should enact red flag laws / extreme risk protection orders in every state and increase resources dedicated to mental health support. And she responded to a Lindsey Graham tweet. Read more on the red flag extreme risk protection orders. And then she goes on to say, as our nation, white supremacy, like all other forms of terrorism, is an evil that must be destroyed, like you said. She goes on to say, as our nation mourns the senseless loss of life in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, and prayers for the victims and their loved ones, we must also raise our voices in rejection of these heinous and cowardly acts of hate, terror, and violence.
I wonder why this type of outcry doesn't happen when What's the name of those folks that dress in dark black and cover their faces when they attack the innocents?
Antifa.
Antifa attack. Why is this state of emergency doesn't happen then? Why do the cops? Why are the cops being told to stand down and just beat up the innocent? No emergency there. Antifa. Ivanka is pushing for a red flag law, and what that is for, it will permit police or family to petition a court, a state court, to order removal of firearms from a person who may presents a danger to oneself or others. I don't like that at all. Can you imagine? Anyone can get angry at you and falsely accuse you of being something wrong with you. It'll be them. And then they have to go to court and they'll take your arm, your gun away from you. That's not a good idea, Ivanka. They're trying to destroy the Second Amendment. This is an overreaction to this incident. There was a young girl, young lady at the church yesterday, and she was talking about how she hated her parents, her mother, because when she was a little kid, they said that she was, what do they call those things?
ADD.
And they ended up putting her on medication. They put her in a psych ward, all kind of stuff. And there was nothing wrong with her, just being a girl. Fathers, you need to protect your children.